Cameron Snyder is a Park City native who has found a job helping his community save energy. Rocky Mountain Power pays his wage in this new program designed to audit energy use in the school districts of Summit County and help them find ways to use less.
Right now we're focusing on switching to LED lightings for all the districts. That way we can just save money and reduce our overall impact while not impacting the way that we live our lives.
He reports to Matt Abbott at Park City Municipal, Rocky Mountain Power, and the business managers at Park City and North and South Summit School Districts. He also works closely with Summit Community Power Works, who's leading the charge for the $5 million Georgetown Energy Prize.
Our goal is to reduce the energy use by 1 million kilowatt hours over the next several years, actually over each year for 3 years in a row. It's kind of going towards the Georgetown Energy Prize. Which is just an overall goal of reducing each county's overall impact. And then the county and the nation that does the best job with that receives a grant to do further work with that.
Right now, Snyder's working towards getting the school districts to collaborate on their energy savings plans.
They're sharing ideas as far as what they've done in the past, what's been working, how to fund projects, everything along those lines. Right now, we're in the current process of getting energy bids done for switching over to LED lighting. The bids have been completed for North Summit School District, and we're currently working on getting them done for the Park City School District right now.
First, Snyder says they're changing out all the light bulbs to LED bulbs for a huge energy savings.
You're going to move into everything with HVAC, which is the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, just policy as far as what the students are doing within the buildings, everything along those lines, just making like small changes at the time. But we figured LED would be a good place to start because it's affordable and you can make big switches with it to reduce the amount of energy usage. And you can not have to do it all at once. You can do small projects that will make a big impact.
Snyder says the school audits tie in with the Rocky Mountain Power WattSmart program.
Which is basically their incentive and rebate program, which allows the school district to save a ton of money by doing these switches at this time. Each district's different. I know right now Park City School District has definitely got some funding that they're trying to put into doing the high school on the switchover. They've already actually started the project. So when we do the audit on Monday, we're going to see what else we can actually do in order to help use the funding that they've already been granted.
Another way to save energy, Snyder says, especially with heating and cooling systems, has to do with keeping them up to date and well maintained.
In North and South Summit, some of their buildings are older and their equipment isn't quite up to date. So just by switching out some of their parts and maintaining them is just going to create better energy savings.
That's Cameron Snyder, Project Energy Manager for the school districts in Summit County. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.